From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's Here and Now. And we begin this hour with the search for the missing Malaysia Airlines plane, which continues 3 weeks after it disappeared during a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Today, several search planes spotted objects in a new area of the Indian Ocean that's being canvassed. The BBC's Phil Mercer joins us from Perth, Australia. And Phil, would you give us a more exact sense of where this new search area is?
Well, it's quite a considerable distance from the original search zone. The Australian-led surveillance mission started looking there more than a week ago. New information from Malaysian investigators forced the search area to be shifted about 700 miles to the northeast from that original zone. Now, to put that in some sort of context, we are here in the city of Perth in Western Australia, and the new search area is about 1,100 miles west of where we are. Perth is the capital of the state of Western Australia. Here, the air and sea search is being coordinated. Today, 11 aircraft left the city of Perth heading into that new search area. And that potential breakthrough of those objects being spotted came after five of those aircraft say that they spotted potential debris in that new search area. So in many ways, an eventful day here in Australia, but we will have to wait another 24 hours or so to see if that particular sighting of debris is significant or otherwise.
We have a piece of sound from John Young with the Australian Maritime Authority speaking earlier today. Let's listen to that.
Weather conditions are better in the revised area. We will certainly get better time on scene. We started nearly 3,000 kilometres from Perth, so we've taken quite a lot off that.
And Phil, you mentioned that new information from Malaysian investigators made them shift to this area. Can you give us more of a sense of why they honed in on an area so far away where they're just searchers spread that far over the ocean?
Well, the new thinking from air accident investigators in Malaysia is suggesting that further analysis of radar between the South China Sea and the Strait of Malacca indicated that the plane, the missing Malaysia Airlines jet, was travelling faster than previously thought. Therefore, it ran out of fuel sooner, therefore came down sooner than previously thought, and not as far south into the Indian Ocean as Australia and other nations had earlier predicted. So that's why the search area has shifted to the north. And the Australian authorities have been keen to reject assertions that because of the new search area, it means that they've wasted more than a week possibly looking in the wrong part of the Indian Ocean for this missing jet. They say that aerial surveillance operations involving vast areas of ocean and sky are often amended and changed and redefined as new material, new information becomes available. So they say that the past 7 or 8 days haven't been wasted, but the fresh efforts in that new search area will continue because of that new information passed to them by the Malaysians.
Phil, as you know, there have been many reports during this search of objects or debris in the Indian Ocean, but no confirmation at this point that any of it has anything to do with the plane. How would you describe the state of uncertainty or confusion about what's being seen or spotted on the ocean surface?
Well, really, it could be a significant breakthrough. It could be another false lead. And we'll only know when investigators literally get their hands on some of these items that have been spotted by these five aircraft that have been flying out of Perth today, Friday. So what we have to wait now is for ships that have been asked to go to those areas to locate the debris. We understand that a Chinese patrol ship is the one most likely to be in the area soon in order to try and find that debris. So, of course, now I think the game has changed somewhat. Before, we were relying on satellite images, picking up grainy pictures of what appeared to be possible pieces of debris in the ocean. Now we have aircraft a lot closer to the surface of the sea, of course, spotting objects, unidentified objects, floating on the ocean. Now they can relay those details in real time to those ships at sea. So hopefully, sooner rather than later, those investigating teams will physically have their hands on those pieces of debris. And only then, after some thorough examination, will we know if those objects are in fact linked to missing flight MH370 or they're not. So it might not be within 24 hours, but it should hopefully be sooner rather than later. And hopefully we could become a little clearer in efforts to unlock the mystery of this missing Air Malaysian flight.
Phil, have you had the opportunity to go up with one of those search planes?
No, I haven't, but colleagues have, and they've reported a very long and exhausting time for these air crews. In the old search zone, it was a four-hour flight there, a two-hour flight for most of the surveillance teams on that search grid because of fuel constraints, and then, of course, another 4 hours to come back. This new search area is a lot closer to the Australian mainland, so, of course, it takes less time to get there, and it allows those reconnaissance aircraft more time in the air to survey vast areas of open ocean. The search area is bigger than the mass of Great Britain, so it's a huge task. Even though it's closer to land, it is a huge task to go up and down. They call it lawn mowing. They have a grid, the planes, they go up, they go down, and they go across, just to make sure that as much of that vast area of ocean is scoured, and then they have to come back, of course. And now there are ships heading to that area, so this is in many ways a very intensive international effort.
And in the meantime, the agony just continues for the families of the people on that plane. That's the BBC's Phil Mercer speaking with us from Perth. Phil, thanks so much.
Thank you.